Hello, everyone. Jamal Kelly, that's JamalKelly, 169 at gmail.com. And this is the podcast, Stand Up Comedy Sitting Down. This is Levels of Attack 2. If you haven't already, review Levels of Attack 1. I'll prepare you for the Levels of Attack 2. Listening to 07. What's your day like, everybody, USA? I'm in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. You know, it's slated before midnight. That's how you say on our favorite station out here, 99. That's a lot of African Americans listen to in Philadelphia. They want to hear 99. They want to hear nothing that you talk about. They want to hear 99. And then some other stations popped up and they play hip hop and R&B and things like that. That local African American, native Philadelphians enjoy the city of brotherly love. That's what kind of brotherly love here. It could be an aggressive city. People can come at you aggressively. But something's got to give. Everybody knows something got to give because they haven't been there before. And I was just talking about the city of brotherly love in Philadelphia in case you're visiting Philadelphia. If somebody gave you a kind of cold shoulder, you got a kind of a vibe, and you were like, well, I thought it was supposed to be a city of brotherly love. No. They just thought you was all right, and they wouldn't want to be bothered with you one way or the other. And they wouldn't help you out. They thought you really needed some help. I mean, I thought you got just communication, and you're from a different location. We're in the Temple University area. When attacked, I attacked back. We're talking about military tactics. I was going to release my own sort of attack. I said, all you can do is attack. Your particles are attacking each other right now. Electrons, protons, and neutrons that make you up are trying to stay made up of you. They're trying to stay you made up of them. They're not trying to have the person next to you become blended in. So now your arm, his arm, and your thoughts, his thoughts. They're trying to keep your integrities. Your cellular structure is trying to keep its integrities. And when you're trying to keep your integrity, you're going to become something else. No, you want to be that person, all they shit, plus you sitting there now and it's your shit. Nobody want to be, nobody in low income bracket, you can go to the homeless man on the street, none of them really want to be you when you make sure you get into a limo. They want all your money and a limo and the clothes and cleanliness and stuff. Yeah, they're going to be there. You know what I mean? We keep our own tables when attacked. How do you respond? Do you fight or flight? We went into that before in a prior podcast. I went into fight or flight. Flight is an attack as well, not just a fight. Fight, I'm leaving, I'm attacking, I might punch you in the nose, what people have into their mind. My vocals might raise, I might attack your confidence level, what are my salesman tactics, etc. But that flight, they'll know, you don't know where I am if you're about to do something to me, and I just ran, and I know you're about to do something to me. I mean, I ducked for a reason, to attack you back. I don't want to be disintegrified by you. I prefer to maintain my own integrities, my own comfort zones and levels and things. Can you add to them at my own bequest? Add to them at my own bequest, prehensile. Just keep adding to them the way I will prefer you do. Well, then what you're trying to do is help me. Listen, if you're trying to help someone, you're hurting them. You might benefit them, but most certainly, you didn't just benefit them. Just benefit is, I'm asking for something, now give it to me. Not your input. I don't want anyone's help, I want someone's benefit. How many people can benefit me with their levels of attack? Well, so that's why I came up with something better than that. I already know you're going to attack me. You come up to me, I know you're going to attack me. I already know you're going to attack me. I know you're going to attack me. So if I know you're going to attack me anyway, and I see you before me, then I'll pre-attack you. I'll attack you before you even knew I existed. So by the time you attack me, you're already lined up. And that's the secret of walking up. These are military tactics. The fine art of attack on attack. I was on attack, baby. How many watching the news lately? You know, I watched a lot of the news from the W. Bush administration. Remember the dot-com boom? Everybody was getting rich, but nobody was getting rich. Everybody had some money. But let's go back to those times. Let's go out. Everybody getting rich, but everybody is getting rich, and everybody still got some money. How much money do we have available in our country to just, we get some money now from the government. That's all money. That's what I would like to put to the president. But how many people are actually going to the president and telling them what we want? But how many times the president come to us and ask us what we want? He didn't come to me. He told me some things. He didn't come to me. He told me what I like about the issue he put in front of me. But how many times has he come to you and said, I'm not giving you an issue. I'm just asking you, what are the issues you want me to work on? Any politician at all. Otherwise, I'm giving you your opinion, therefore you do not run the country, I do through you. So any other ways, any top-notch ways to get into votes out? Simple, easy. Simple easy. I don't want to have to join a new religion. I don't have to write a letter that never comes back except the form letter. I don't have to call someone to be online for $4 million only to get nothing. I don't have to get into trouble extra on the side because they're mad at me. Any simple ways to get the vote out. And the Urban Leadership Council was getting the vote out when I had my nonprofit going. Not too long ago, there in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Urban Leadership Council, run by Victoria, something or other, put into the podcast, trying to give them a float out. They need money. Money. What if when you attack me, I attack back and you don't know it? Where's your coat, sunshine? I'm saying, how many people have been foretold of it, that the earth shall come at the water, tear your ass up, it'll blow you to bits and pieces. Hands up, check yourself at all times. The Bajork, check out Levels of Attack 3. Thank you.